With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
How's it going, everybody, and welcome back to the Zoopcast, episode 103. And congratulations, the Senator season is over, and we don't have to talk about that anymore. But what we do get to talk about is the playoffs, which are starting. We're recording this on the 19th, very quick turnaround this year to the playoffs. The last games of the regular season were yesterday on the 18th, and the first playoff games are tomorrow on the 20th, so a one-day break.
I think that's why when we were looking at it earlier this week, wondering when we should record, we were like, wow, it's so weird that it's only West games on the last day. But I think that's why they did it. So, like, tomorrow it's two East games. I think they wanted to do it so they could have as little days off in between as possible, which is kind of smart. Great job, NHL schedulers. You've redeemed yourself.
A rare dub.
Partially.
Yeah.
But I was looking at some of the scheduling for like the actual first round series. I just looked at Boston and Toronto because that's probably the one that I'm going to be following the most. And they have like the first three games are like game day, break, game day, break, game day, break. And then there's like two consecutive 2-day breaks in between games. So there's like a game on a Wednesday and then Saturday and then Tuesday. And I'm like, okay, guys,
it might be location dependent. Like, because they have to play, you know, 3 and 4 in Toronto, whatever, 1, 2, 5, 7 in Boston. So it could just be difficult to, they may have been booked up to some extent. I don't know.
But I still don't like it.
Seems like they're giving more, you very rarely see like 7 games in 14 days for a series or whatever, 13, like back to back to, you know, every day on, day off the whole time. We're seeing more like 2-day breaks. Yeah, it would be ideal for sure. But at least there's 4 games, you know, on average a day, or, you know, 3 or 4 games since the first round. It's not bad.
Yeah, the first round is always the most fun, in my opinion. It's the most fun round to watch. There's just so much going on. There's so many games, and there's so many different series you can keep your eye on. So what we're going to do today is the annual Zoopcast tradition of doing a playoff bracket. Now, I think we have had very minimal success in our past playoff brackets, just pulling like from the top of my head. I remember we picked a really random sweep one year of like,
we do this every year.
It was like St. Louis and Minnesota. But do you remember this one? It was like St. Louis and Minnesota. And we got
it. You said
it
Minnesota
wrong.
Would sweep. And I think and then St. Louis might have even won that round.
Yeah, they definitely did. They absolutely did. So we are, our track record, to describe it in one word, I would say is garbage. But we are going to try it again, and we're going to see how we do. Do you guys want to start with the East or the West this year?
I say we go West.
So you want to do West all the way up until the finals, and then East all the
way up until the
finals?
No. I think what we've done in the past is just round at a time.
Okay.
I like that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Also, I would like to point out that the actual physical board.
Oh, he's got the board.
Is ready.
There
I got
it
the
is,
board right. out Huge. Once again.
There it is.
I was
once a year it makes an appearance.
We're talking at the start. Yeah. to an appearance to none of the listeners because we do not post any video for these. So this does not matter.
But it's there. Just pretend it's there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do the West. We are going to just go in the order that I have it on the planner. So the first series in the West that we are going to be predicting is Dallas, the one seed in the Central. And their reward for being the number one seed in the Central is to play Vegas in the first round. So the first round series, Dallas versus Vegas. Ah, man, like, what are you guys feeling on this? I want to say Dallas really badly, but I don't know if I can justify
it. I think it's Dallas for me. Still.
Really, Okay. You're not going to give... Like, you think it's going to be close, though, surely. Like, that's going to be a 6 or a 7.
Yeah.
I'd say 6.
Yeah, I think Dallas... Yeah, I think Dallas might be kind of an underrated team. Like, I honestly think they're like, on-ice numbers, like, analytically, they're one of the best teams in the league, but it feels like people have kind of just been sitting there, like, mixed in with Winnipeg and Colorado, and that they haven't really been seen as, like, the top contender in their division or in the West, which I feel like might be a bit unfair.
They finished
like,
they're one really point good. Back of winning the Presidents.
Yeah, but it also, you know, it didn't feel like there were any points where they were, like, on a crazy heater. It almost kind of just felt like they were just really good all year, which... Yeah. Isn't a bad thing, but that's probably why nobody really saw them stick out as the best team at any given point. But yeah, I think even with Mark Stone back, adding, you know, guys at the deadline, having a huge deadline, I still think Dallas is a better team. And, you know, Vegas has a ton of good players, but they haven't played all together yet. So how do we know that they're necessarily going to come out and be as good as they could possibly be? I don't know. Yeah. I'm still taking Dallas.
So I'm just looking at the daily face-off line combinations, and here's who they have as injuries
exactly
right
what
now.
I'm looking at right now.
This is what they have for injuries for Vegas right now. So they have Mark Stone on the IR, but it's assumed that he will be playing in round one. They have Chandler Stephenson, Anthony Mantha, William Carrier, Alex Pietrangelo, and Noah Hanifin, all also on the IR. That's a lot of injuries.
Well, they're not on the IR. They're day-to-day.
Or sorry, they are injured. I should say they're injured. I don't know what the status, the likelihood of any of those players are that are, like, to play. But if all of those guys are out, except Stone's going to play,
it won't even be close. You have Brett Howden on the first line.
Hanifin's
fine. Hanifin is listed as an injury because he's resting, by the way.
Because it just says out.
Pietrangelo is illness. Okay. So he's not even injured. He's just sick.
He'll be
fine. They don't even play tomorrow. They don't play till the weekend. He'll probably be fine. Stevenson is undisclosed day to day. Carrier is on LTIR, but who knows what the reason
Vegas
was.
Vegas LTIR.
He's super underrated.
What I will say, if we're looking just at MoneyPuck, because they're the easiest website to find the data very quickly, Dallas Vegas is the closest first round. In terms of odds. So it's 52.4% Dallas, 47.6% Vegas. Close enough that I think if Vegas had home ice, it would be 50-50 or Vegas might be slightly favored. So I think they're really going based on the extra game at home helping Dallas. But I'll still take Dallas, even though I think it's close.
Speaking of, now that you mentioned that, I saw a tweet earlier today. Over the last 10 years, what do you guys think is the winning percentage of the home ice team in the playoffs? All games.
Wait, in the to win the series or
to win any home game
in the last in the last 10 years?
Last 10 years, just the playoffs. Not talking about regular season.
The fact that you're asking, I feel like it's either really high or really low, and I'm gonna guess it's really low. I'm gonna say it's 50%, like literally dead even.
I will say it's 40%.
40? Okay, that's ridiculous.
40. Well, hold on. Okay. No, it's 51.7%.
Okay,
but it's not a huge advantage.
It would have been funnier if it was 40.
That's funny. I'll take Dallas. Do you guys want to say it's a 7-gamer? Good series.
Yeah, I would have said 6, just depending on who actually comes back in time for Vegas. But I'm down.
Okay, Adam,
like
you choose. You choose
like
6 or 7.
Back.
Yeah, that's fair. Dallas is so strong. Like, you look at their third line, and it's Jamie, Ben White, Johnston, Logan Stankoven. That is
and
insane.
And Ottinger, he's had some playoff runs that are just insane,
Looking at the last few months of the regular season, he has been, like, rolling in. He had a tough start, but he has been going, and he has the potential to be one of those top guys. So
Yeah. Adam, you choose 6 or 7.
I'll say 7 because
the distance. Okay.
Yeah, it's Vegas, sounds and they good. Just won the cup. All I right. have to assume it'll be as close valid. As it can get.
This is a good one. The next one. I don't know if you want to introduce it, Adam, but
yeah. Well, this is so this one I find this one really interesting. It's Winnipeg versus Colorado, and I believe Winnipeg has home ice in this series.
Yes.
And one thing, like a lot of people, I feel like are very quick to just slam Colorado as the winner for this series because it's Colorado, and like on paper, I'd say they're probably a better team than Winnipeg, besides goaltending, obviously. But the like Winnipeg has destroyed them in the season series this year, Colorado. Like it's not even really close, isn't it? Like they just whooped them 7-0. I think like
they won 7-0, 6-2, 4-2.
Yeah.
And like I'm trying to find the last game. I can't find it. I may have missed it. They're in the same division, wouldn't they play 4?
Well no, because Ottawa only played Montreal 3 times this year.
Oh, okay.
And I believe so. Like some teams, they only play 3, and sometimes they play 4. But the
point is, 17-4, they outscored them this season.
Yeah, like Winnipeg smoked Colorado in the regular season this year. Obviously, the playoffs are different. And I don't like. I'm not going to pretend like I watch a lot of Jets hockey because I don't. But
they're on an 8-game winning streak right now, too.
Yeah, there you go. Like... But I keep coming back when the Sens played Winnipeg at home. A couple of months ago, I guess this was. It was a 2-1 overtime loss. The Jets had won that game. And Eli I just
was
remember.
So good,
it was, man. Yes. And I remember watching that game and I remember looking at Winnipeg and I'm like, this is just so eerily similar to how Ibouche's Sens team played when they went on their run. Like, it's very similar the way that they're playing, the way that they're constructed. I don't know. I'm liking Winnipeg. I don't even want to call them a sleeper pick because they're literally the home team, but I kind of like Winnipeg to win this series. I don't know what you guys think.
I mean, yeah, I think it's fair to pick them. I don't think you're taking some sort of big underdog. Louis is a Jets fan, so I think he's going to pick Winnipeg too.
I just think I'm seeing a lot of people like picking Colorado. Like they have McKinnon and Rantanen and they're like, yeah. That's enough. Like McKinnon's just going to go
I
off,
think...
but
The biggest discrepancy in the series by far is goaltending.
Yes.
Like you can't even, it's Hellebuck has a 239 GAA with a 921 save percentage going up against Georgiev who has an 897 and a 302. Ugh. Right. Justus Annunen, their backup, has a 928. You'd almost wonder if they should just throw him in that to start, but that's besides the point. No, they definitely won't. They have their starter. He played... Georgiev played more games than Hellebuck, and we talked about how much Hellebuck was playing. I think the only reason I personally see it tough is I just feel like Colorado has some guys who just turn it up in the playoffs, and McKinnon is one of those guys where it's just like as soon as the play,
he's just a beast.
When the playoffs come around, it's like just give him the puck and he's skating through all 5 of your guys. And that's not to say like he's bad in the regular season. He just had 140 points, 51 goals.
He's a baller.
But,
he's just a baller.
Yeah.
You are underrating Neil Pionk's ability to shut down a superstar in the first round of the playoffs. Never forget the 2021 playoffs against McDavid.
I'm looking at this Winnipeg defense pairings, and I'm like, who is really shutting down McKinnon here? Like Dylan DeMello, I'm a big Dylan DeMello guy, but I don't think he's the guy. I don't believe in Logan Stanley, Colin Miller as a third pair. I'm not huge on Dylan Sandberg, who's apparently on this team. I didn't even know that. But I mean, I don't know. I just think like the way that they play, it's all going to come down to Winnipeg as a team. Like, can they play enough as a unit to contain? Because if McKinnon gets anyone one-on-one, it's probably over. But if they, as a team, can come up with the game plan to kind of be on them and, like, be ready.
Yeah.
Like,
and they have to do it, for sure. Like, if they match that Lowry, Niederreiter, Appleton line or whatever they've decided to switch it up with. Like, Adam Lowry, honestly, one of the most, he's, like, captain and stuff. But he's literally one of the most underrated middle six centers in the league. He is so good.
The interesting thing here is Colorado heavily relies on, they're still a really good team at 5-on-5, but they are very, very good on the power play. And Winnipeg, their penalty kill is very bad. Like, I haven't looked, but they're probably top three, like bottom three of all the playoff teams, maybe bottom two, I don't know. But they don't take many penalties at all. Their penalty minutes are like top 10 best in the league. Like, they barely take any. So I think the thing it comes down to is when you're facing MacKinnon for seven games, are him and Makar and other guys going to be drawing a bunch of penalties because they're hard to contain? If that happens, I think that's where Colorado can win. But if Winnipeg stays out of the box, I feel like that will make the difference in the series. But I think both of you are taking the Jets, and I'm fine taking the Jets as well. But I could definitely see a scenario where Colorado gets hot on the power play and just scores, like just outscores their goaltending problems and makes up for the 921 Hellebuck gets because they're putting up 47 shots.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I kind of went into this thinking I'd pick Colorado, but I've kind of talked myself into picking the Jets.
Yeah, but I know. I'm kind of the same, and I kind of want Colorado to win because they're very fun to watch. Like Winnipeg, yes, I'm sorry, Louis, Winnipeg is boring to watch.
Valid.
But I could see Winnipeg winning, so we'll pick them. And I think this game can also go the distance, or this series. So six or seven, I definitely wouldn't say five.
I was going to say six.
There's no chance Colorado wins one game.
No, I agree.
Yeah. Louis, you choose six or seven.
Yeah,
I'll let you guys pick
that. Louis.
I'm going to pick six just because, not because I'm thinking the Jets are going to do like, they're not even going to let it go to seven. No, I'm just thinking because if it goes to seven, I'm not confident in them winning a game seven.
Yeah, exactly.
MacKinnon is just going to go beast mode.
Very true. If it goes to game seven, I don't think MacKinnon will allow their team to lose if it goes to game seven. He'll dominate. So yeah, six, I'm good with that. So right now we have Dallas over Vegas in seven. Winnipeg over Colorado in six. Let's go to the other side of the West bracket here. Vancouver, who won the Pacific somehow this year, is playing Nashville, who is coming in on an absolute... Like, I don't know if they're still on a heater, but they
cooled off, but they've still been decent. Like, they're not on this that post-U2 cancellation at the Sphere bender that they were.
No.
But...
Yeah.
I mean, This could be an upset. I'm liking an upset in this one. I won't lie.
Here's my
surprise sweep? Question mark. Nashville just goes crazy. I'm just saying.
I was thinking upset. The only issue is Thatcher Demko, like playoff Demko. Oh,
yeah.
I can't bet against.
I know
playoff Demko. That's my thing. Like, if you just had a goalie who was unproven in the playoffs, I'm smashing the upset in this series. But playoff Demko.
But I mean,
but
if there's
how many games has he played since coming back from injury? Like, is he fully cold?
Sure. I have no clue. He's played 50 games this year. That's all I can tell. 51. Well,
like, Staros is no slouch either, man. Like,
Staros is the short.
He's played two games since coming back from injury. He's given up four goals on 65 shots. So he's played well. One good game, one bad game.
I kind of like. I don't know, man. I like Nashville. I just like them for the momentum and the.
I think
heater.
They're built for a playoff run too.
Yeah, I agree. Like they have all the guys. Like they have like Ryan O'Reilly, who you know is just gonna like be good
Gus
in the playoffs
Nyquist,
for some reason. And like
didn't Philip Forsberg finish like almost top 10 in the league in points this year?
Yeah, very underrated. Very underrated.
You know what? I'm gonna take it on with you guys. I'm gonna take the upset because I'm looking at Vancouver.
Go.
Players point totals, and I just remember like 15-20 games in thinking they're gonna have like 700 point guys, and like Miller got 103, Hughes got 92, which is crazy for a D-man, but like Pettersson didn't even hit 90, and nobody else has point per game, which, you know, 3 point per game players above point per game is really good. I'm not saying it's bad, but I feel like their offense slowed down a bit.
Yeah
because they finished sixth when they were first for a while.
Brock Besser is listed as day-to-day, by the way. I have no idea if he's going to be ready.
So
he could
be playing injured?
Will.
Yeah, if he's day-to-day, he's playing, but he might play injured, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna take like Nashville in like five or six.
I say six. I don't know about five.
Sure. I mean, I was saying reverse sweep just for the memes. Or not reverse sweep, sorry, just like our random sweep just for the memes.
Random sweep.
Have to...
I don't think it'll be a sweep.
I don't think so either.
It'll be back in Nashville.
That's true.
Okay, let's say Nashville in six. Nashville in six. And we're going to just move on quickly because if you want to talk about a sweep, I think this could be a sweep.
You think Edmonton's a sweep LA?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Edmonton versus LA, the last Western Conference first round series.
I mean, I okay, let's be like, honest. If we're talking about LA's a sweep, just wait till we get to the East. We got two that we can talk about.
That's okay. Actually, true. That's a good point.
I don't even think, like, I don't think LA is a bad team. I just think Edmonton is, like, I think McDavid is going to go complete sicko mode on the Kings. I don't even think it's going to be close. I don't trust Cam Talbot as their goalie. That's for sure. Like, I just think Edmonton is so much better. I would take them easily in this to win.
Yeah, I think I just can't see a scenario where Cam Talbot is stopping a McDavid and Draisaitl rush.
Yes. Yeah. On the power play, like, Bouchard had 82 points this year, I think. Right?
Like, yes.
He'll be incredible. Like, that power play is unbelievable. They have so many. I just don't trust the LA defense or goalies.
Let's do some research here. Interesting.
Yeah. I think it's Edmonton. Like,
yeah, I don't think this one takes.
Nothing can convince me otherwise. I don't think.
Yeah. I wonder if Connor Brown will have a great series for the Oilers. Does he have one goal this year?
I think he had a couple. He had four or something. Four or five.
Because he went a while without one.
He's worth his big cap hit next year that he's not playing
yeah.
for.
Oh, yeah.
He finished with 4 goals, 8 assists in 71 games.
Listen to all of the Oilers players who did not play in their last game of the season. I'm just looking at the lines. Evander Kane, Matthias Ekholm, Evan Bouchard, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, Leon Draisaitl, Connor McDavid, and Zach Hyman all did not play Edmonton's last game of the year. In case you're wondering if they were doing a little bit of resting, which they were. And I believe
that
their goalie is going to be...
Connor Brown, Adam Henrik, Warren Fogle is just terrorizing the opposition.
Instill fear. Also, I forgot they had Corey Perry. Like, he'll be good for a few playoff goals. Like, you know he's going to be in there. He's always in there. They've got good
depth.
The
only thing with LA is they have such good defensive pairs. Like, they're a team, if I'm looking at all the teams in the West, they're a team that I could see having a game plan for McDavid, not in nets, but
that's a good
D. I think LA could steal a game where they just shut down McDavid.
I mean, they have center depth.
The Gavrikov-Roy pair is outstanding. I think it's Gavrikov-Roy, right? Their pair?
Yeah.
And then they also have the Doughty and Mikey Anderson. And that's two, like, those guys are on the ice. Against McDavid, they're probably going to be combined 45 minutes a game, those two pairs.
Don't count out Andreas Englund, too.
That's what I mean. Like, he's only playing 15, you know?
Yeah,
at most.
I think Edmonton.
I'll say five
pretty easily.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. We can say five.
Yeah.
So the West rounded out is Dallas over Vegas in 7, Winnipeg over Colorado in 6, Vancouver losing to Nashville in 6, and Edmonton over LA in 5. Okay. So the second round for the West would be Dallas versus Winnipeg, which is, I feel like, have we not seen that series recently? Was that in the bubble we saw that series?
Nope.
Okay, maybe I'm just stupid.
Winnipeg lost to Calgary. Winnipeg lost to Calgary in the bubble.
Right.
And then they beat Edmonton in 2021.
Dallas beat Calgary.
And then they lost to Montreal.
Okay, that was more recent, actually.
Yeah. Oh, no. Calgary beat Dallas. It was Goodrow in overtime, remember?
Yeah, but last year. They were
last year, Calgary didn't make the playoffs.
The last time they made it, they lost to Dallas, I remember, right? Because Ottinger had like a 960 against them or something.
He did, but they won. I'm fairly certain Calgary beat Dallas.
Maybe.
And then
we
Calgary
can start in the East and I'll do the research.
Edmonton. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, let's make a call here. Dallas versus Winnipeg.
Oh, we're doing West. Okay, we're going to continue
I thought we were going back out East.
You guys said you wanted to... Oh, yeah,
no,
you
wanted to round by round.
Yeah, they did beat the Stars, by the way.
You're right.
Then they got smoked by the Oilers.
They
lost to the Stars in the bubble.
Florida versus Tampa Bay. Battle of Florida.
This is...
I like this series a lot.
It's super tough to me. Actually,
you know what? Sorry. Can I call an audible? Do you want to do the Metro series and just call it?
Yeah,
we
can get this over.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Hey, Rangers, what, 4 or 5?
Washington in 4.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll say the Rangers, 4 or 5.
The Rangers, Washington.
Charlie Lindgren.
The most
I'm just saying
that's true.
Team maybe of all time. No, guys, come on.
Charlie? Lind.
It would be their only chance, but it's still going to be a sweep. It's a sweep.
It's going to be a sweep. It's, I hope Ovi scores a goal a game and they lose. That's what should happen.
Sure.
I'm going to say Carolina over New York in six.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
Yeah.
I like because that. Islanders each other and it keeps get a game going to six.
And yeah. Carolina's going to have one of those games where they just cannot put a single puck in the net. Or like Gensel will be the only guy who can score on like 48 shots. But those two teams, if both of those, like if I were making a parlay, if I were betting and I did a parlay of two teams, and it New York and Carolina would be the easiest two to put together. And you're probably still coming out with like negative odds on that. But whatever.
Yeah, it's true. Okay, so we have the Rangers over Washington in four, Carolina over the Islanders in six. Now we can do the actual difficult series to call in the East. Let's do Florida-Tampa. This will go seven games, I think. Right?
I'm down to kind of agree on that.
It's tough for me because so many...
Bet the action on the ice with DraftKings Sportsbook. With the NHL playoffs about to get underway, it's a perfect time to get into the game. The Bruins are -125 favorites against the Leafs in Game 1, while the Capitals are heavy underdogs on the road at the Rangers, standing at +195 for Game 1 of their series. Download the app now and use code THPN. New customers can get $150 instantly in bonus bets for betting just $5 on hockey. That's code THPN. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. The crown is yours. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. See dkng.com/hockey for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. NHL and the NHL Shield are registered trademarks of the National Hockey League, all rights reserved.
So many things that could... It's just... So I'm looking at MoneyPuck. MoneyPuck has this as... So New York, Carolina have the best odds, obviously. Like, that's just by far. They have New York at 90% to win the series and Carolina at 85%. Then there after that, it's Edmonton at 70, but the next closest is Florida. And here's where it gets closer. Like, this is 60% and everything else is between 52 and 60, so it's close. But they have Florida as the favorite. So that's...
Well, they have home ice. They won the division. They should be the favorite.
Yeah. But... Yeah, no, I think they're a, I think they're a very... very much a better team. There's just for me the one thing that makes it interesting. Go ahead, sorry, Adam. You can go.
I was just gonna say I think Florida would have rather drawn Toronto.
Yes, I agree.
Yes,
and
first round team.
My logic for that, and that's a good that I let you go first because it works into what I was saying. Tampa Bay has the best power play, I think, in the NHL. Yeah, 28.6%. And Florida is, let's see the exact number so I can be accurate. 31st in penalty minutes. So they take a ton of penalties against
Ryan
a
Lumber.
Team with Kucherov, who just is the, like, honestly, may have been better than McDavid and Draisaitl for power play this year. I don't know. Just in terms, like, he doesn't have another guy like McDavid and Draisaitl have each other. He has other good players, but none as good as them. So in terms of individual, like, Kucherov, he was almost a point, not almost, but he had 53 points on the power play. Like, that's good. Second liner numbers, and that's just his power play points.
Yeah, it's true.
I think
it's just a cheat code.
Yeah. So
it's
I think that's
the contrast between Tampa and Toronto in the sense that both of them they just don't care about the regular season until playoffs for completely opposite reasons. For one, Tampa because they've been there so many times that they just know they'll get there. Whereas the Leafs, it's just like you just got to get there and then perform there because you know, haven't. So that's why I think Tampa could just be saving some stuff and. Listen, I could given what you said, I could totally see it. I think this is going to be close. And of course, it's a battle of Florida. They're always so good over the last few
years. They're great. Great series.
The only thing that to me, though, the power play storyline is the only thing that gives Tampa a chance in my head. That or Bobrovsky falling off the cliff. But that's just goaltending. We can say that about anyone.
But Bobrovsky's been in the playoffs.
He's been great.
Yeah. And in this year as a whole. Vasilevsky's
been kind of mid, hasn't he? Unless I'm stupid.
He is a 900, but he's, I think he slowly improved as the year went on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. This is a coin flip. I kind of my gut instinct is saying Tampa, but I have no like.
Mine's saying Florida.
I think I'm taking Florida too, but it's close. I agree. It's really close.
Because I still want to say Tampa, but I love Duclair. The Duclair edition has been really good.
Yeah.
Is Ekblad back?
Come on.
That's the big one.
Nick Paul.
Is Ekblad back?
I don't. Well, he's still listed as out.
He's listed as here. The Score put out an article.
Yeah, but out is not injured.
They wrote Panthers exactly. Eric Blad ready to rock. So
yeah, he'll play. Okay,
that's a big one for me.
Florida in seven, if you want.
Take in. Yeah. Florida won the division with 110 points, and their best defenseman in Ekblad missed 31 games.
Yeah,
like he barely played. Now he's back.
Like this is the closest for me, but I think I am going Florida
of the first round.
Like the toughest decision.
I think it's Colorado, Colorado Winnipeg for me. But here I'm taking Florida.
Yeah, that's
Louis,
fair.
You're the tiebreaker. What did you say, Florida?
I'm taking Florida. We could do Florida
and seven as well. I think this would be the best series. Just so much offense and good defensive teams, especially Florida, but just so much offense as well.
All right, let's do this last one. Boston, Toronto. I mean, guys,
we're obviously taking Boston, right?
I'm looking at the Boston lines, and I don't know if I can pick them. I know how good they are, but I know if I can do it, guys. Look at their bottom six; it's horrific. Look at
their D.
No, their third line's not even bad. I think they're not big names.
Lauko, Morgan Geeky, and Trent Frederick.
That's the third line.
Yeah, that's
Frederick had 40 points. Geeky had 39 points.
Hold on, Frederick had 40 points?
Yeah, he had 18 goals, 22 assists.
Holy crap.
And none of them had two power play points. So 38 points, either 5-on-5 or 4-on-4. Whatever it is, shorthanded.
I would say Geeky. I like Geeky a lot.
Oh, yeah, they have Maroon. Oh, that's funny. They had Maroon.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the thing, like, their depth is underrated.
Solid third line, honestly.
Nobody really knows the names. Yeah. You say the left winger was Heinen? Or who was on the left on the third line?
Lauko. Heinen's playing first line, which, like, good.
Yeah, that seems
he
insane.
Is awesome. Danton Heinen
Lauko,
is great.
Lauko's sort of the weak link, if you want to, in terms of he doesn't have the
offensive.
But you're
right. Their D is excellent. You're absolutely right about their D.
And
their
that's D the best really, goalie really tandem good. In the league, also.
Yes. Agreed. It's a question of if Matt, like, Matthews, man, like he 69 goals is outrageous. If he just comes in and scores like a goal or two goals a game, which he could do, it's Matthews, then they're probably, I say they probably win that. But he's never done it like that in the playoffs. That's the thing. You can't.
Here's
really,
the other thing. You can't. Nylander's been outstanding. Marner has not been good, and he just came back from what people are assuming is a high ankle sprain, which is very hard to come back from. I know Marner already, you know, he has like the question marks about performing in the playoffs, but the fact that, you know, you have those big three forwards and one of them is playing not at 100%, even though Matthews is having his best year and Nylander, Tavares is getting older. Dude put up 65 points this year. But, you know, playoff Morgan Rielly is also a thing. He just plays well in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Domi, but I think, could be like electrifying in the playoffs.
I think the rest of their D sucks, quite honestly. Like,
I think you could
Labushkin
some of
bad.
Guys get bullied a little bit.
Like Giordano and Liljegren are bad. I don't.
Liljegren's
like,
not
I know
bad.
Ben
I don't think he's
year.
Just sheltered.
He's had a
and,
tough year, Liljegren.
Yeah, I mean, he got injured against Boston. Actually,
right,
I know he's
was,
back,
yeah,
but like,
right.
Yeah,
and
I think
the
I'm
goalies,
taking Boston,
like Samsonov.
But they also, you know, they him? Added a guy like Edmondson and Labushkin. That doesn't make their team better. I'm favoring
not
Boston
really, no.
more by adding
I
those
agree.
Guys. So yeah. I think I'm going to take Boston, and I think this is the year. And the other thing is Toronto's goaltending is like the biggest question mark ever.
Yeah, exactly.
That it's been so I think this the difference here, because we don't want it to be too stereotypical Boston or too stereotypical Toronto. Boston in six games instead of seven.
I was gonna propose.
I'm okay
the
with that. I just think the biggest X factor is gonna be Matthews in the series.
I think,
but he's going
that
up against one of
the best
decors and the best goalie tandem in the league.
I know,
but you
but
know what?
He is the only one who has the capability to get over that and like will the team to
my X factor is who starts for Toronto and who ends the season series in net for Toronto. Like,
do you think can Matt Murray play? Is he even healthy?
He's not going to. He's not going to. He can, but he's not going to. It's going to be Samsonov or Wall. But the issue is, are either of them going to do well enough? Jones is not going to start, I don't think.
Well, good. Samsonov might be that bad.
I think Jones will be the third goalie, regardless.
Yeah.
But
I mean, it could get there, though.
Yeah, that's my question mark, and I think that's not a good question mark to go into the playoffs with, because it's just, you're flipping a coin. And yeah, I'm gonna take Boston. And Louis and I both agree. I know, Adam, you're on the fence, but we still have the majority already.
Yeah, I'm all right with that. So we're gonna go Boston in six, which would be awesome. I'm not sold on it as much as you guys, but I would like that to be the outcome. So let's go through the East. First round was Florida over Tampa in seven.
We have
Boston over Toronto in six. The Rangers over Washington in a sweep, and Carolina over the Islanders in six games. We can now do the second round. Do you want to go back to the West? Second round?
Yeah, I want, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Dallas, Winnipeg. Now we can actually do this. Dallas versus Winnipeg. I like Dallas in this series.
I'm taking, right, yeah, we can do this faster. Yeah. I think the big thing here is Dallas's depth, I feel like, without even looking, is a bit better than Colorado's, and that can match Winnipeg's depth a bit. I think that's what helps them.
It's way better than Colorado's.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah. They don't have a McKinnon, but they have, like, how many? Let me look quickly.
I thought they had, like, 730 goal scorers or something crazy.
Not 30, 20, but yeah.
Or 25, oh, yeah, sorry. I think it may have been.
They have 820 goal scorers, which is just crazy. And then they had Thomas Harley on the back end score 15. Craig Smith scored 11 on the fourth line. Dadanov's played 12 in 51 games, and he's back. Actually, that's crazy.
How many 50-plus point scorers do they have?
50-plus? They have nine.
Like,
and only one of those was a D. So they have, you know, their top nine is eight dudes who scored 50 plus points, and then what, the ninth guy is
Stankoven.
Who?
It's Stankoven.
Oh yeah, he only played 24. Yeah,
yeah, that's exactly right.
And then, like, their fourth line, I don't know what they're running, but like Evgeny Dadanov had 23 and 51. That's not bad. Sam Steele had 24 and 77. Craig Smith is probably 4C. Radek Faksa.
Defense,
and they added Tanev at the deadline.
Yes.
I think Dallas.
Yeah, and he's been
Dallas
great.
And we'll see what we have for the other one, but I think Dallas, Edmonton or something like that could be like an outstanding.
Yeah, I think it'll be Dallas, finals. Edmonton. And I think Dallas can maybe take this in like five or six, honestly, against
Winnipeg.
I think seven. Yeah.
Yeah,
Winnipeg,
I think,
will be dead from Colorado.
That's a thing.
Sure.
Dead from Colorado,
yeah, really,
and
good call.
Hellebuyck's gonna be at, like, so I know Ottinger's played a lot of games too, but he's younger. He hasn't played as many historically. I just think it's going
to
catch up to him somehow.
Dallas is coming off what we're saying is going to be a 7-game series against Vegas.
That's
they
a
might
good
be
point.
Pretty freaking tired too. Like,
and if anything, Hellebuyck thrives having to play like non-rested consecutive games after. Like,
all right, so give him an extra game.
Do we
want
to say?
Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
I think, unfortunately, this is where Nashville's luck runs out.
Yeah, oh, Edmonton's going to smoke them. This could be a sweep.
Yeah, a
this
second round sweep.
Rare,
I like the idea of that.
Rare second round.
That's
sweep.
A good point.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Edmonton
versus
Nashville.
I like it. We have, under
have
this scenario, Edmonton going to the Western Conference Finals 8-1. And that's why I was going to pause and say
I don't see
that happening. But I think it's the first year that Edmonton has a structure, a good defensive play. Stuart Skinner's been amazing since being absolutely terrible.
That's true.
I could see that, especially because I don't think, since we have them facing Nashville and not Vancouver, like, it's just an easier path too.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Right. So
Dallas,
let's do the, yeah, now, okay. So let's do the East second round. Let's keep it consistent. Yeah. These are tough. These are tougher to call. So Rangers, Hurricanes, Rangers would have home ice in this series. My gut instinct immediately is saying Carolina to win.
Yeah. Mine too.
I don't think we'll need to convince Josh to pull against the New York
team. Josh hates the New York teams, despises them.
He must love Carolina in this bracket, taking out the Islanders and the Rangers back to back.
I think the big thing for me is just the only reason Carolina didn't win the Presidents is because their goaltending was so bad to start the year. Unbelievably
terrible.
It was insane. And then Pyotr Kochetkov has been outstanding, and Freddie Anderson has a 932 in 16 games.
Wow.
That's insane. He's played 16 games. Obviously, it's not that many. He's a 1.84 GAA.
Ooh, yeah.
That's just insane.
Ooh, yeah. Carolina in 5. Get in there.
So two things. Hold on. Talking of Freddie Anderson, he's like absolute low sample size god. Him and Anthony Stolarz have been breaking my goaltending model this year because they've played Anthony so Stolarz. Little games and they've been insane. But for some reason, Adam, do you have the daily faceoff lines pulled up for Carolina right now? Because why is goaltender Spencer Martin on their third line?
Really? Hold on, I'm gonna go check this. Yeah, he is. Like, that is so weird.
I've never seen that.
Oh my god. Maybe they did an experiment and no one picked up on it. I don't know. That's funny.
Well, they used practice lines, so who knows if they were doing some...
That's hilarious.
Do they have, like, Rod
looking at the lines,
playing on the third
line? What a deep team Carolina is.
Oh
my
god.
Like,
dude, Gensel has been incredible since going over there. I don't know if I talked about it on this podcast, but his, like, game log in terms of points since coming over is ridiculous. It's just insane. Yeah. The guy is just getting points consistently and at a high level. Like
that's just such a fun line. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Like, it's awesome.
They have Andrei Svechnikov on their third line right wing, and their fourth line center is Evgeny Kuznetsov. That is outrageous.
That's probably sort of an issue. That may be a point.
But you have a player of the skill. Evgeny Kuznetsov on your fourth line, and honestly, like Nason and Drury are fourth line.
So I like the third line left wing. Is it Jordan Martinook? Because
it's Jesper Fast.
But where's Martinook? Because he's played all 82 games and he's not in the lines.
Might be Martinook.
Maybe it is Martinook. Yeah, Spencer Martinook. Of course, we knew.
Oh, yes. There we go.
Yeah, come on. There you go, Lewis. Anyway, let's go back here. I like the Hurricanes to win this series. What do we say? 5-6? 5-6? 5-6-7?
Carolina? Over New York?
I really want it to be
five. I could totally see five.
Yeah, I could see.
I say five.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, that's awesome. So Carolina over the Rangers in 5 games. They go to the conference final. Who will they play? They will play either
Florida
or Boston.
I think Florida has back-to-back game sevens.
Ooh.
Okay, I like it.
I'm not saying he's going to win, but I think this
is a
rematch.
This would be a rematch. Another game seven too for these two. These two teams from last year. But this time, Boston's the underdog, for sure,
I think
in this series.
Florida, I think I would have Florida here.
Yes,
I think so too.
Because look, Boston, as much as they're still outstanding, they're not as good as they were last year, right? I think we can agree.
Yeah, agreed, agreed.
And how has Florida really gotten worse from last year? I don't really know that they have. They added Tarasenko. Who did they lose? Reinhardt's having his best year. Bobrovsky's playing great. I just think if Boston got worse and Florida, let's just even say stayed the same and Florida already beat them last year, that's why I would say I could see Florida again.
So
this would set up a rematch of last year's conference final.
This is what I was about to say, is that we are essentially taking the exact same final four as last year, except Edmonton instead of Vegas.
Yes, correct.
So
down.
If we were wrong last year, we'd be right this year.
Yeah. Okay, so Florida, we're saying Florida in 7 then against the Bruins.
I don't think we should
Carolina.
Change our overall things just because it's similar to before. Because
I wasn't suggesting we should.
Yeah.
It's
just a coincidence. We didn't do this with that in mind. It just so happened.
That's just how it's going to be. We're just manifesting the future, and that's just how it will happen.
Okay, so here we are. Final four. We'll go back to the West for this one. Dallas versus Edmonton. Is the Western Conference final. Is this the year for the Oilers? Is this the year? McDavid Cup final? That doesn't sound very confident.
I think I am sticking with Dallas. I am just so high on their scoring depth, and that top pair of Harley Heiskanen is incredible. The Tanev addition is so nice. Ottinger being back on his bullshit and being awesome as we know he can be is also super scary. Like, I just think if there's any team that can get close to scoring as much as the Oilers, but do it in a way that's more playoff successful, if that makes sense, on top of having the guys that can actually shut down and skate with McDavid and a goalie that can help them when they do get beaten, it's Dallas.
I think I agree that Dallas takes it because even if McDavid has 10 points in a 6-game series, when him and Draisaitl are on the ice, Dallas's other lines, Dallas's other lines are just going to run circles around Edmonton's other lines. Agreed. Like, let me pull up Edmonton's lines. And
people forget how good Jason Robertson, Roope Hintz, and Joe Pavelski were last year in terms of playoff production.
Well, okay, obviously, the Edmonton lines, I can't look at it in regular season.
But last year, that's true because everybody
Edmonton's
was
lines not real.
But last year, I think they were the only three guys that were even near the top of the points that weren't in the finals.
Yeah,
that top line for Dallas.
I'm good to put Dallas in six here.
Yeah, I'd be down.
Yeah,
for that.
I could see that.
Okay, do it. Edmonton's out. Conference final. Dallas goes to the Stanley Cup final in six games. Who will they play? They will play either Carolina or Florida. So is Florida going back, or is Carolina finally getting there? They're always in the conference final, never make it.
I like Carolina to make it.
Yeah, there you go, man. I love that. Love that call. I was going to say the same thing.
I think they will be pissed after how they got swept last year, right? I believe
dummied by Florida.
They've got
last
swept
year.
A few times actually. Like looking back at the last few years, by Boston a few years ago in the second round?
Yes, they did. I was just going to say Boston did it to them for sure.
I think the difference is here is they got more scoring.
Yeah, they got Gensel.
Like we talked about, Kuznetsov, the skill on the fourth line, you're adding goal scoring there on your fourth line. Obviously, Gensel's the biggest
power play.
Jarvis and Nichas and Steps. Like, those are two young guys who are scoring as well. Spencer Martin. Jack Drury came in the lineup.
Yeah, to Kuznetsov's credit, I really like the addition there because of how different he is from the rest of that team. Like, I know he's like purely a finesse player in terms of he's only a passer, but when you put him on a line with guys that are just the most Carolina core guys that like they just shoot a lot, they're good defensively, they crash, they bang, they check.
Yeah,
like Kuznetsov fits so well there, even if it's just a fourth line role, because that's good because he's getting sheltered essentially. So I don't know. Yeah, it just looks like such a good team. That's not, we haven't even touched on their D either, which is like remarkable.
Yeah,
like, it's true.
I think they finally have a full first line that can match up with Florida's. You know, like Aho, Gensel, Jarvis is just good enough that how good their defense is as well to prevent them offensively can.
Their third pair is Dmitry Orlov and Jalen Chatfield. Oh my god!
Outrageous!
Like, come on.
Do we say Florida gets involved in three straight game sevens and just can't get it done the third time around?
I don't.
Like, that's a storyline.
I don't even think it's.
I don't
going
feel
to six.
The game
seven. To seven. Sorry, I think I'm sticking thinking six. Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking six.
Wait,
six
who is home in this? We have. Is it?
Oh, it would be. No, it would be Florida.
Carolina.
You're right.
I was Carolina by one point.
Yeah,
it's points, right? It's not standing.
It's position. Points, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Hurricanes would be.
Okay, so this would be in Florida for game six, and
Okay, so the final is Dallas.
I like this final.
Another all South.
That
final,
would be a fun. I would finally watch a final.
That would be great.
Yeah, Dallas versus Carolina in the Stanley Cup final. I like Dallas immediately, kind of, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm second guessing.
I think my gut feeling is also Dallas, but given like I just looked so much at Carolina's roster and talked. About
I know.
Before,
I
I'm
know.
Like, oh.
But then when you look back at Dallas, you're going to be like, it's Dallas.
I honestly think Dallas could be the only NHL team in the league that could break down Carolina's defense.
Yeah.
That's what I say, because you have,
you're looking at offense throughout their lineup.
That's
is crazy.
Right? You say, like, okay, you know, Carolina's defense is so good, but you look at their third pair is outstanding, but how often do they have to go against a third line of 50-plus point players?
It's true.
That's where I think it could not expose a weakness, because they have probably the best decor or the best defensive system, you know, between those two things in the league. But Dallas has the best depth in the league. So
yeah,
I think that. And is Freddie, like, the only way I think Carolina wins is if Freddie Anderson can, obviously, if he continues a 932, they're winning. But
yeah,
is he going to continue that? Like, he's had playoff issues with Toronto. I don't know how good he's been in Carolina in the playoffs. But
another thing would be that since they're such a high shot volume heavy team, they could be just building up Jake Oettinger's confidence so much.
Yes.
Just by giving him so much rubber, and he will just be outstanding. My take is that this series is going to end with a Wyatt Johnston OT winner. I'm calling it now. Put that is how it's going to be. He
it's
is
like
going
to
win.
March, the March Madness bracket tiebreakers.
Yeah.
Exact
okay,
points.
What game will that
exact
happen
I'm not going to specify. Games is this series? I'm not going to specify what game that happens in, but that's how it's going to end. It's going to be a Wyatt Johnston.
You said that's going to end the series. So how it long is the series?
But then my take is, no matter what the game that happens in, if they win.
So Dallas would have home ice for this.
They would, yeah.
Damn. Because I really would have felt like, you know, at home, game six win would have been
I think
nice.
Game five? I could see this a five.
I could too. I didn't want to say it,
that's
but
a good
I could
point.
Too.
Because, like, Carolina, it's like, at the end, they always end up just getting...
Yeah.
Like, obviously, this wouldn't
one
be
one team that manages to find out how to stop them. This year,
yeah,
it's Dallas.
And they just can't. Yeah. I'd be down for game five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we should all look at this final thing, and I think each of us should pick one decision that we made as a group that we disagree with to see, you know, if one of us was right over other people. Do you know what I mean?
I think I was in the majority on every single one.
I think we agreed on almost all of them, but think of one that you'd change if you could. For me, it would be Colorado over Winnipeg.
Yeah, I was about to say. Well, coming into this, I was thinking Colorado.
No, so. I'm going to say a different one. I would say Tampa over Florida.
Okay.
What the hell are you guys leaving me with here? Jeez.
Vancouver over Nashville?
No.
You can pick Toronto, Lewis. Pick Toronto.
Ugh, God. Imagine if I said Vegas over Dallas after we picked them to win a cup.
I mean, you could, though.
No.
Because then if it doesn't go far, we can say one of us knew it.
That's the thing is, I don't think I have anything here that I would change. And I know that sounds boring.
Hurricanes?
Yeah, let me pick
Nashville. Okay, that could be your thing. That could be your thing. You literally agree with everything.
Yeah.
Pick Washington.
I mean, my take is the Wyatt Johnston thing, and that's it. That's the one.
Okay.
That's all you get.
So I wrote, Adam has Tampa over Florida if it was a redo. I have Colorado over Winnipeg, and Louis thinks that this is a perfect bracket and zero things will change. And as soon as one is wrong,
A perfect bracket would be Jets going all the way and winning. But
I think the perfect bracket would be the Sens getting the capital spot here.
That's true. Yeah.
Every other team gets to
no. The perfect bracket is any that doesn't involve the Detroit Red Wings in the playoffs. So this is
correct. Go Habs. Actually, no. The Habs were useless. The Habs didn't help at all. Yeah.
You know what though? It was good that it sucks that the Sens won the last game. I know it gave us Boston, Toronto, but it would have been funny to see. I don't know. I just wish Montreal was able to win and pass the Sens as well as eliminate Detroit, and they couldn't even do that.
Well, the Habs have a pretty good history of picking the wrong player when they pick before the Sens.
That's true.
I'm not too worried.
They're going to pick Anton Salayev. They're going to pick another D, and we're going to get Caden Lindstrom.
So. In true Islanders fashion, the Habs ended the season 1-0-4, so they managed to get points, but they just couldn't pass the Sens.
Truly the worst outcome possible if you're a Habs fan.
Oh my God, don't get too heinous.
Yeah, not only that, but they collapsed with empty net goals against to lose in all their last three games and still got points in all of them. Like,
oh my
just
God, that's
the
great.
Worst outcome if you're a Habs fan. Your team is getting points to kind of screw over your draft ranking and you're not winning.
It's awesome. It's awesome.
It is.
Let's call it here. That was the playoff prediction episode. So just to wrap that up, we have a Dallas Carolina Stanley Cup final, and Dallas is going to take that one in five games with, according to Louis, a Wyatt Johnston overtime winner. And once that happens, you can come back and you can tell us that you saw it here first. So Dallas Stanley Cup champions 2024. And I believe that is going to do it. Obviously, the Sens had their exit meetings. We're going to talk about that in a later episode because we will have a lot of time to do off-season content once again. But we'll let that sit for a bit. But anyway, there you go. Stanley Cup playoff predictions 2024. Dallas Stars, Stanley Cup champions. And that is going to do it for this episode of the Zoobcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you guys next time.
Take care, everybody.
Peace.